This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today ruled out any third-party mediation between India and Pakistan, reiterating that dealings with Islamabad will be strictly bilateral. Talking to media on the sidelines of an event in New Delhi, Dr. Jayashankar said, India has made it clear that the only thing which remains to be discussed with Pakistan is the vacating of illegally occupied Indian territory in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. The External Affairs Minister stressed that this is a national consensus for years and there is absolutely no change in India's position. Earlier, speaking at the inauguration of the Embassy of Honduras in New Delhi, Dr. S. Jayashankar said that the economic engagements between India and Honduras in the last 3 decades have grown steadily, with bilateral trade reaching more than $300 million. He added that the opening of the Embassy of Honduras in the national capital will go a long way to facilitate trade promotion, encouraging business people to use the embassy as a hub for matchmaking. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that Operation Sindoor is India's impregnable and strong response to terror being exported from Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir for the last several decades now. Addressing troops at Army's 15 Corps Badami Bagh cantonment, he commended Indian Armed Forces for their valour, bravery and meticulous work while executing Operation Sindoor. He said the country is proud of the armed forces for their courage, commitment and determination in safeguarding the motherland.
Hamare Pradhanmantri Mani Narendra Modi ji ke kushal netritva aur margdarshan mein Operation Sindoor ke dauran aapne jo kuch bhi kiya hai us par pure desh ko garv ki anubhuti ho rahi hai. Main abhi bhale hi aapka raksha mantri hoon lekin usse pehle to main Bharat ka ek nagrik hoon. रक्षा मंत्री के साथ साथ मैं आज भारत के नागरिक के रूप में भी आप सबके प्रति आभार व्यक्त करने के लिए यहाँ मौजूद हूँ.
This was the first visit of the Defence Minister to Jammu and Kashmir after India launched Operation Sindoor. Home Minister Amit Shah visited the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in New Delhi today to check on the health of the security personnel injured during the 21-day-long anti-Naxal operation carried out in Kariguta Hills in Chhattisgarh and Telangana border. In Jammu and Kashmir, 3 terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces at Nader Thral area of Avantipura in Pulwama district today. The operation started early this morning. IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi told Akashwani News that during the operation, 3 armed terrorists were killed and their bodies are being retrieved from the encounter site. However, he said the identity of the killed terrorists is being ascertained. In Manipur, at least 10 suspected militants were killed in a gunfight with Assam Rifles personnel in Chandel district last evening. The incident took place at New Somtal village under King Joy Tehsil, which is situated near the Indo-Myanmar border. According to the Army's Eastern Command, the encounter took place when an Assam Rifles unit conducted an operation following specific intelligence inputs about the movement of armed cadres in the area. The Jamia Millia Islamia University has suspended all memorandums of understanding, MOUs, with all academic institutions affiliated with the government of Turkey. This decision was taken in view of national security. British political commentator and writer David Vance extended strong support to Operation Sindoor, calling it long overdue and a necessary move. In an interview with a news agency, he said that he considers Pakistan of being a failed state, a terrorist state and a terrorist incubator. Mr. Vance also condemned the Western media for its biased coverage of the Pahalgam terror attack. He further criticized media outlets for referring to terrorists as gunmen and accused them of favoring Pakistan. Baluch nationalist leaders have declared independence from Pakistan, citing decades of violence, enforced disappearances and human rights violations in the region. Social media was flooded with images of Baluchistan's proposed national flag and maps of an independent Baluch state as Republic of Baluchistan trended widely across platforms. The Khelo India Youth Games will conclude this evening in a closing ceremony to be held at Patliputra Sports Complex in Kankarbagh, Patna. And that is the end of this news bulletin.